Escape, escape, country, hey! Escape, escape, country, hey! The Big D Zone! The Big D! The Big D Zone! Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone! Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store, yo! Just enjoy the show! The Big D Zone!
Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. You know who this is. This is your lovable widower and robot, Prince DJ. And hopefully your next senator representing the state of Missouri. Well. How has it been since the last time you graced the second palace of Big T Country, huh? How was it? How has it been? Oh, I know the Northeast have been getting clobbered with cold. Our weather has been mixed up, but the cold is coming back tonight. Between tonight and tomorrow, and sometimes I think the warm-up is going to be a little bit in the weekend. Yeah, it's been so crazy, got it back in the cold. I think that's why I've been sick off and on. But, obviously enough, I wanted to do another program. I haven't done another program for y'all, because what I've been doing is, remember that package that I was so desperately waiting on? Finally had it. I had to wait the whole holiday. Plus, I had to wait a couple of hours the next day. Finally got it, so I said, I still had some stamps. I said, let me go ahead and see what I can mail. And I was able to mail the whole 200, yeah. Plus, I had like two or three or four or five stamps that I never got to use the last time. I was like, oh, wow. After I had 200 postcards mail, but the problem was I had to write my ID number, and it was so hard. Another program, I want to give you the website that you have to get the ID number. It is required so that the right person will be commissioned once people join. But I will do it in another program, because it's like, I have been very tired lately off and on. Especially if I had to, it has been pretty cold, and then I had to always be, I wouldn't say without food, because I have been with snacks sometimes, but without cooked food, it has been so hard. And then the wait to get it has been also kind of hard on me, too. And food stamps have finally called today, which I was glad, because I was going to get the number either from the screenshot or from the person who dropped off the food for me. But I don't know what was up with the text when I texted her that, hey, the food stamps would call me. And already did the interview, so because I didn't like the last time when I was trying to call the interview for food stamps. It took the whole day. And then the other time, it was like, oh, we don't want to talk to you on Monday or Tuesday. You don't have to, you can't call on your time. You're going to have to call on our time. So I didn't like that. My time is much as valuable as everybody else, you know? I mean, come on. But thankfully, and they tried to call a couple of times today. Thank God, because I tried to call, they tried to call me, and I was like, I thought Troy. Now that's the only way that I could tell is from food stamp, because they had to call when I had to do, every time I had to do my Medicaid review. So, I only want to know where Troy is, because that's where, you know, the food stamps and the Medicaid office is at, or one of the food stamps and Medicaid offices in Troy, Missouri. So, that's the only number that I'll pick up for if it's not an unknown, but just a particular number. So I picked up, I said, hello, 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 hello. Problem is, there's a lot of scam out there. And And then when they didn't answer, I almost said, don't call back, because the person, where it was, wouldn't even pick up or wouldn't even say hello or nothing. I was like, it was just kind of. The good thing is they called back. That's a good thing. But then another thing, a system had called back and said, if you want to do your food stamp interview now, press 1. If you want to do it later, press 2 or whatever like that. But then, as I was on the phone with the food stamp system, the person who was trying to call me originally called when I was on the system. Imagine that. And then we continued to do the interview. Had a nice conversation with her while we were doing the interview. So, kudos to that person who was at the food stamp place. But wow. Wow. So, yeah. Crazy things. I mean, my God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and, because I was going to pre-record the Constitution, or the First Amendment, I should say, not the whole Constitution. Oh, my God. It will take forever. it will take forever for me to read the Constitution. And, but I was going to say, I was going to pre-record me reading the First Amendment. So all I had to do is put it on to the program, and you already have it. I'm looking for the NFL schedule. I don't know what I did with it. I usually have it ready. Man. And they still haven't opened up the application for the $500 threat payment because of some glitch group that people didn't review all the applications. Well, they don't have enough people. And they were supposed to have places where they could go for people that don't have the internet, to be able to get the, because it was a $500 direct cash assistance program. The direct cash assistance program used to distribute relief funds to city of St. Louis residents impacted by COVID-19 pandemic is currently on hold. And it's been a hold for like 6 weeks. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, come on. For those that apply, they had to wait till the money. Those that apply and got approved had to wait for the money. And it's ridiculous. So if I would apply and got approved and, you know, but I was still waiting on my Social Security, you know, where they get the, you'll get this benefit this year. I was waiting for that. And I've already had my rent proof that I was, that I'm paying rent in the apartment. I already had that. I already got my ID. I can take another picture, but I was waiting. And then, now they can't even open up the application yet. Oh, great. And I gotta type the NFL because, guess what? I can't even get the daggone schedule, so now I gotta type it. Right. So, yeah, NFL, no, yeah, here we go, NFL playoff schedule, okay, so, it's not going to get me to where I could do the how I did. No, I don't want to go there. Oh. And now let me go to the how I did with the... What the heck? Come on. I wanted to score. Okay, here we go. Wow. I had to fight with this thing just to get to the... Okay. So... Here is the how I did wild card. But first, you know what I gotta do. And now, it's time to put up or shut up. Teams looking to get into the Super Bowl is proving they got the right stuff. Who got what it takes to make it through the wild card round and get to the divisional playoffs? It is now time for your How I Did NFL pickup, and also a very special who I think will get into the Super Bowl on the Big D Zone. Let's rock! Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to roll? Well, are your team gonna make it through to the Super Bowl? Well, it's time to find out who won the wild card. On to the division playoff. Come on, let's go! Are you ready for some football? Are you ready for some football? Are you ready for some football? Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to cheer for your favorite teams once again? Yeah, to tear your team to victory. Come on, y'all. Let's win the championship season today. Well, not right, but oh well. If the NFL pick up, if the NFL pick up, if the NFL pick up, yeah. All right. Now, first of all, before I do the special petition, now I was going to do this as a separate show, but I figured, nah, some of these petitions are getting shorter and shorter now. I might as well do the whole thing. But alas, only one of my two teams of Big D Country is going to get in to division round, sadly, you know. Because it was Bengals versus the Raiders. 26-19 Bengals. One loss already. So, thank you. I did get a win. It came off the Bills, the team that the Chiefs is playing in the division. Now we gotta be enemies now. But thanks to the Bills, we don't have to play my arch enemy. 47-17. Thank God the Patriots is not in the Super Bowl again. Thank God. Now, the only thing is, even though the enemy is not in there, the other enemy is. And I'm not calling it Tampa Bay. I'm calling it Tom Brady. The Eagles was the one that I wanted. Oh, yeah, and I'm 1-1. Well, now I'm 1-2 because I wanted the Eagles to be in there. And it is, sadly enough, Tom Brady got in there. He smacked my face around like a rag doll. Threw me all over the place. Dang you, Tom Brady, you're still married too? Why can't I still be still married? And I'm getting ready for one for office, and at least you're still married. But I gotta do this alone. Really? 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 What do you go 20 more hands so you could you go 10 more hands until that you could get another Super Bowl ring? I mean, I'm tired of this. You already made questions. I mean, I answered a question about you on a game show. I mean, come on. You already made more Super Bowl appearances than you want another one? Thank you, Tom Brady. Thank you. Thank you. I answered a question about you correctly. Sheesh. They beat the Eagles, the one that I wanted to win, 15-21. So I got only one win and two loss. Well, it's tied, 2-2. Because I wanted the Cowboys to win, but the 49ers win, 23-17. Wow. Well, how about them Cowboys? I'm up for that. Now, I was really worried about this game because the Steelers were really good. I mean, this game almost gave me a heart attack, but I thought it was 41-21, but it was 42-21. I thought it was 41, and I got worried. I nearly had a heart attack. I nearly had a heart attack. I said, oh, my God. What are they doing? What are they doing? But the Chiefs pulled it off. But the problem is, now the Chiefs got to play the Bills. They got to play the Bills, the one that got their revenge from the Patriots. My enemy team. One I never usually pick. And I will never pick as long as I keep doing the NFL pickup. Anyway. The citizens who've been living in Big D country know why I don't pick the Pats. Those G citizens that live in the Big D country who lived there for years, have stayed in their mansions for years, they know why I don't pick the Pats. Anyway. So Chiefs are the only one in Big D country team is moving on. We have one team that is deep in the playoff. One team, one lonely team from Big D country, and that's the Chiefs. Now the team that, so I got 3-2 or 3-3. I would say, I still say it's a tie because one of them, I guess it's going to end in a tie because one of them is the, it was the two former teams that came from St. Louis. One of them let the good time probably, but I don't know. But one of them, it was stolen from us. And, you know, and it was a repeat from a Monday night game on a Monday night. The Rams are further in the playoffs. Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me you didn't do this when you stayed in St. Louis? You could have stayed in St. Louis and got to the round and to the playoff. Are you kidding me? You had to do it from greed? You had to do it in greed and try to rub it in on us? 24-11 and I didn't pick nobody? I'm glad I didn't pick. I'm glad it's still 3-3. You trying to rub it in? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No! No, I can't cheer for that team. No, 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 no. I will tell you why when we get to the game. No! No! I won't do it. I refuse to do it. I refuse to do it. Okay. But I will do this. I will tell you which team that I will believe that will make it to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs is one of them, okay? The Chiefs have a very strong possibility of making it to the Super Bowl. If they keep their defense and they keep their offenses along with special teams up, they got a chance. Now, they depend if Tom Brady has anything to say on it. Because I don't think it's anything about the team with Tom Brady. Because it's always him. He's been to so many damn Super Bowls. I mean, how many times are we going to see him? How many times are we going to see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? Unfortunately, he's another... Now, he's not my pick. Hell no, he's not my pick. But I have a weird feeling that Tom Brady is going to be back in the Super Bowl again. Unless I'm going to cry about it. Make me want to cry. But another team that possibly has a chance to be in the Super Bowl. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll do my individual pick for individual game, but this is my pick. Now, I say the Chiefs, Tom Brady, because it's never about the team about Tom Brady. It's all about him. That's all it's about. He already got 10 Super Bowl rings. Dagger. He already got 10. Probably even more. But anyway. But my other prediction, I think that the Green Bay Packers could be back in the Super Bowl. Could be. So, three teams are definitely ICN: Packers, Brady, Chiefs. The secondary team that could be in: Bengals, Bills, and I'm not saying the other teams. I'm going to skip that, and I'm going to say 49ers. So Bengals, 49ers, Bills, those are my secondary teams that I think that could be in the Super Bowl. So the secondary teams are Bengals, 49ers, Bills. Those are my predictions on who I think that's going to win to get into the Super Bowl for the secondary. Doesn't mean I'm going to like it. Doesn't mean I'm going to have to cheer or watch the Super Bowl. But I do the NFL pickup ball every season, but I'm still going to do the predictions, but I don't have to watch it because it's not my team and I can't get there to do the celebration. Especially if it's cold! Anyway. Now let's get to the divisional rounds, and I'll tell you who I want to win to each divisional round. And the first game is Saturday at 3 p.m. So I was in a lynch about when I would do this broadcast, what I wanted to do it today or Wednesday, since I had plenty of time, because they're not going to do the games until Saturday and Sunday. And there's no money, of course. But there's only two Saturday games and two Sunday games. All in the afternoon and all in and the last game being a prime game, time game. So let's run by the Saturday game first. It is at 3:30 game. It's going to be Bengals versus the Titans. Okay. I think this might be one of the Titans' first playoffs. Well, it's the first time I've seen them in the playoff. First time I've seen the Titans in the visual playoff. With a team that had been in a playoff round before, is the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm going to have to go double down on this one. Yeah, and the same rule apply. If I get a team that's double down that wins, I still get a point. Okay. Okay, so my head is saying Bengals. My heart is going to say Titan. That's double down. Okay. 49ers, Green Bay Packers. They're both with a very good team. They both fought to get to where they are right now. Both teams want to be back in the Super Bowl. They both have Super Bowl experience. They both have playoff experience. Okay. So, it will probably be one of those crazy affair games with a crazy score. And because both of the teams want to be back in the Super Bowl. And I have a weird feeling if they don't face Brady, they will face the Chiefs or the Bills, maybe. But I'm going to have to do another double down on this one. Yeah, another double down. 49ers, Green Bay. Art. 49ers. Get it? I left my heart in San Francisco. Get it? I left my heart in San Francisco. And no, there's no copyright in that. Versus the Packers, the Green Bay Packers. That's my head going. So, I'm not picking against the Rams versus the Buccaneers. And I can't believe they're rubbing it on our faces after leaving St. Louis like that. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. They left us without a football team. And majority of us will have to go all the way to Kansas City just to see a game. No, I won't do it. I won't pick between Tom Brady and the Rams. I will not do it. It's a fall! It's a fall! Win, lose, or draw! Now the game that I will pick in, there's no double down on that. I'm saying all in Chiefs. I am all in Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs. So, there you go. Okay, so I was trying to figure out what news story that I could cover on Yeah, here's an interesting one. Now, I don't know if you got one of those alert the other day. I know a lot of people in Missouri got it, but there was a test alert sent out in Missouri that had a Batman reference on it. Okay, yeah, come on. Come on, so I can do the story. And I got the text reference too, because it was on January the 18th. What date is this? Yeah, it was on the 18th. What the cat? Yeah, it was on the 18th. Okay, so come on. Let me read the story. It said, Missourians received a public message on their phone Tuesday afternoon, an emergency alert outside of Gotham City, I remember reading that, about a suspicious vehicle with the license plate UKIDME. That was neither joke nor riddle, according to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, but rather an unfortunate accident. Around 4:52 p.m., people's cell phone buzzed with an automatic alert reading Gotham City, Missouri, purple green 1978 Dodge 3700 GT, Missouri, UKIDME. The car driven by the Joker's goon in the 1989 Batman film. Fortunately, we did not need a Cape Crusader to solve this mystery. A minute after the alert was sent out, state police sent word that the alert was only a test. This is only a test. And oh, this bus stop crying on me. It's supposed to be cold. Come on. I'm fanning and come on. Anyway, a text message accidentally sent across the state at 5:21 p.m. The MSHP sent a new alert explaining that it was a test, which it did. So, there you go. All right, and also, there is a COVID test, free COVID test, that the post office is sending out by the end of January. I am going to include that website in the link. Now you could do this by choice. Yes, you could do this by choice. I'm even doing it by choice, mainly because I don't want to do the test somewhere else, you know. But because I already had the original strain of COVID back in 21, of course, you know, in February. But anyway, residential household in the U.S. can order one. Now, there is a limit, okay? There is a limit. Residential household, this is the U.S. only, can order one set of four free at-home tests from USPS.com. Here is what you need to know about your order. Limit of one order per residential address. Or one order includes four individual rapid antigen COVID-19 tests. So this is the faster one. Orders will ship free starting in late January, but we gotta wait till late January to get there. Oh boy, my apartment manager's office is gonna be flooded with this. So you have to fill out the form. Now, it is from the United States Post Office, because I actually ordered one. And I know a friend and fellow citizen also ordered one as well. I'm always doing almost all the already did the full show already. Really? Wow. But anyway, so the form will be linked up to this podcast, and I'll send the link into the marquee when I tell you what I did. But I did want to tell you and let you know that the bare shelves at some places, the person who usually get my food had to go to another store, because the Lindell one, I guess the one she goes and the one she told me about, because I go there when I can't when she's not available and I have to go by myself, I go to the one closest to me. And she told me there was like no frozen food, that she'd been seeing it throughout the week because she has a lot of clients that she has to shop for. And she has been experiencing that a lot. So, and fortunately, the Michelle Bear shelf is back. Now, thankfully, there's no limit on what we could buy. Now, I'm not sure it's about that. I'm not sure if it's the same thing with toilet paper, but I know it's about that with, you know, there's no limits on what you buy as far as food is concerned. So here we go again. Here we go again. Oh boy, come on, this is ridiculous. So, and like I said, food stamp did call me back because I did do the application and I did do a food stamp call back because I think I might have used up majority of my food stamp, so it'll just be an infusion. So I don't know how I'm going to shop, but I barely got to get the lift. So when I go, if I had to go to court on the 15th, or I would just have to use it to go to, you know, Jefferson City, then, you know, to and from the train, to and from the hotel, to and from where I gotta pay the filing fee and vice versa and all that jazz. So I still gotta put enough in the lift. So, and yeah, so that is basically just about it. So you have heard my picks on the who I think is gonna make it the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, Tom Brady made it again as a pick. I don't like it. I don't like it. But my Chiefs have definitely made the pick. And I had a not picking because I didn't like the teams and the Rams trying to rub it in because, you know, I still can't believe we had to settle out of court. And then they made it in the playoff. They made it into the crazy playoff. How crazy is that? They're rubbing it in on us. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Oh my God. Wow. I would rather have the Chiefs Bengals than the Chiefs Rams. I'd rather have the Chiefs Bengals, you know, or, you know, Chiefs Titans. Anything except for anything over Tom Brady all over again. Anything. 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 Alright, so now you can donate it right from the site for my campaign. Be a part of the solution. Help support my campaign today for Senator. DeshaunPorterForSenate.com. DeshaunPorterForSenate.com. And also, you could go for the store. If you look at the bars and you look for a store, it will send you to a separate site where you can buy my campaign shirt that I showed you on one time. And you will be able to buy it right there. And so go to DeshaunPorterForSenate.com, DeshaunPorterForSenate.com, and, you know, help a brother out. So help me be able to spread the word about people in Missouri do have a choice. They don't have to pick the establishment. They don't have to pick the establishment. I mean, look at what the establishment has done so far. They did not want to help us with another stimulus check. And it was only helping the people who are married with children, leaving us struggling, especially even after some governor done away with the unemployment program. Some states sued someone, and we lost. And I've been struggling off and on ever since then. And it's crazy. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Oh, it's true. It's true. Yeah, I know the current angle reference, but I'm still angry over that. Pearson. I know Zach loved that. But anyway, I don't know when I'm going to do the State of Bitty Country address. I have to move some things around. I think I'm going to move the welcome campaign until when I'm actually in Jefferson City. I don't even know if I had to change that because I had to call the court on the 14th because I'm an on-call jury. And if they tell me I have to call the court, depending upon how long the trial is, you know, I might have to change when I go to Jefferson City. Now, thankfully, Amtrak has no change fee. So I could change when, depending upon what the judge say, how long the trial is, then I could go ahead and change the Amtrak fee because I have to wait for the hotel because I could still go there throughout March, you know, the whole month of March before I go to Biloxi because I leave on the 13th. But I want to go before the 13th, you know, at least. So, so I want to go in. So, but I'll keep everybody posted. Even I have to keep everybody posted when I find out on the 14th when I have to go. Oh, I had to call on Valentine's Day. Oh, I had to call the court on Valentine's Day to see if I had to go to court on the 15th. Wow. I had to go to Valentine's Day another year without my wife. Wow. EscapeToBusyCountry.com. EscapeToBusyCountry.com.